like I say, I appreciate the invite.
Yeah.
The confidence, amen, to come down and preach for you. Amen. We've had some wonderful preaching already.
Yeah.
Had some blessed singing.
Yeah.
And we've had comedy hour. Amen. I don't know what you're fixing to get tonight. Amen.
That's
it won't be me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love the Lord tonight. How many love the Lord?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'll get comfortable with my surroundings here in a minute. You pray real hard for me. I love it.
Amen. God bless you.
I love God.
Amen.
Amen. And we'll try not to run you off the first night. Amen. We'll try to be nice and gentle tonight. So, amen. We want you to come back. And I know that if you love the Word of God, you'll come back.
Amen.
I have nothing to give you but the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Appreciate Brother Randy tonight. Amen. And honored, amen, to help in the revival with him. He is born and raised in, on one side of the hill, and I was born and raised on the other side. But we ain't too far apart.
Amen.
And we're serving the same God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hey!
Yes, sir.
Notice this is the same Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Yep. Down here in the holler, amen, if he's up on the hill.
Yes, amen.
Yep. I feel right at home.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. The Bible says wherever the Spirit is, there's liberty.
Amen.
I love the Spirit. You love it?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You want a little more of the Spirit tonight?
Amen. Amen.
You got that double portion.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm still looking for it.
Yeah.
I got so much sometimes I don't know what to do.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. I ain't got enough.
Amen.
Lord, revival will help you tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Glory. Amen. If you feel like shouting, shout.
Amen.
Amen. Holler big and loud and say, preach on.
Preach on. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Yes.
I love you tonight. Amen. But amen. I love the Word of God.
Amen.
The Bible says it's quick. Amen.
Amen.
It won't waste no time. Amen.
Yeah.
It's powerful.
That's right.
It'll help you.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're dealing with tonight.
Come on,
I don't know what you're looking for.
Right.
Amen. But I tell you one thing. We're in a wicked and perverse world.
Yeah.
We're in an untoward generation.
Yeah.
Of people that are headed the other way.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not headed the other way.
Yeah.
I'm headed the way.
Yeah.
There's only one way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
I'm glad I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Working on me.
Amen.
He ain't finished yet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm just human. Amen.
Bless you.
I want to share with you some scripture tonight. You pray real hard for us. Amen.
Amen.
And I appreciate being here tonight. And I would like to ask you tonight, amen, how many preachers we got in the house?
Yeah.
Amen. Brother Terry called me and he said, I want you to come down and preach for us. And then often you get to go to a church that's got so many preachers. Guys are thinking about that. I said, how does a fox preach to a fox? Hey man, these fellas can outdo me any day of the week. We better listen to the Lord tonight.
Amen.
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 Come on.
Amen. Joel chapter number 2. Amen. And look down about verse number 9.
Bless the Lord.
It says, then shall they shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. And the sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great.
Yeah, amen.
For he is strong that executeth his word.
Amen.
For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible.
Yeah.
And who can abide it?
Amen.
Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning,
bless you, Lord.
And rend your hearts, and not your garments.
Yeah, that's right.
And turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil.
That's right.
Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering, and unto the Lord your God. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify the fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breath. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of his closet. Let the priest, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should not rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. Amen.
Right.
You may be seated tonight.
God bless you.
Amen. And we're going to do our best tonight. Amen. Just to share with you. Amen. I can't preach nothing to you. Amen. But what the Holy Spirit would minister and give us the utterance tonight. Amen. Can't do nothing without it.
That's right.
When he gets done, I'll be done. I'll be done right away. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But I want you to notice the reading of the Word of God tonight. And for some months, amen, ever since Perry, amen, called me, amen, to come, this thought has been on my heart. And we was getting ready this afternoon. My wife looked at me and she said, you got a message? I said, yes. Amen. How many you got? One. Hey! That's a job. Just get a price of the first one.
Yeah.
Glory. Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Verse number 13, he says, and rend your heart.
Yeah, come on.
That's right.
And not your garment.
Yeah.
Lord, it's just been like a big hammer for months. Amen.
Yeah.
I said, Lord, let me go somewhere else. Amen.
Yeah.
Lord just kept us saying, rend your heart and not your garment.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Tonight, amen, listen. We're entering into the first night of the revival. Amen?
Yeah.
I ask you tonight, amen, I lay to you tonight, amen, a challenge, amen? What are you looking for?
Amen? That's right. Amen.
What are you wanting?
Yeah, that's right.
What are you needing?
That's right.
What can you get? Amen?
That's
right. Are you willing?
Yeah. Amen.
Are you willing?
Yeah,
amen. Are you going to leave without it?
Tonight,
are you going to leave without what you need? Are you going to leave without what you want?
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you, the devil tonight, amen, he's a thief. He's a
robber.
He's come to seek and destroy everything.
Amen.
That God has tried to build up. Amen. Amen. The devil, I hate him. You hate the devil? I don't know how bad you hate him, but I hate him bad.
Yeah.
I hate him with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus said, Peter, do you love me?
Yeah.
Peter said, Lord, I love you. Hey, do you love the Lord?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
How much do you love the Lord?
Yeah.
Peter said, yes, Lord, I love you.
Yeah.
Hey. Peter got a little twisted up in his mind there for a minute, and Jesus asked him again, do you love me? I believe he dug down a little deeper.
Yeah.
Amen. Into Peter's heart.
Yeah.
Hey, he got beyond.
Yeah.
Hey, he got him out of the fishing business. He reminded him. Hey, he said, come follow me. And he said, I'll make you. I'll be fishers of me.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I'm trying not to hurt you. I'm telling you tonight.
Come on.
The Lord wants you tonight.
Yeah.
And he wants you to do something.
Yeah.
Let's go dig a back in the worms.
somebody say, get down there and dig out.
Amen.
Let's look a little tonight.
Yeah.
He said, get down there and have room with things of God.
Yeah.
Bless you. He said,
thank you, Lord.
Amen. Dig out what belongs to God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Go down yonder and catch that first fish. It comes up. And he had some pleaser money. I'm telling you, God owns a cattle of a thousand
hills.
But God's not called us to raise cattle tonight. But God's called us, amen, to repent and to serve him. And God's a reach out with a mighty hand tonight. He don't need your silver and gold.
That's right.
He don't need your pretty pie.
Right.
He don't need none of that stuff.
Yeah.
He don't need your pound necklace.
That's right.
Glory.
Amen.
Honey. I tell you, honey. We better look. Amen. And search out.
Yeah.
Wherein lies the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a problem.
Amen.
Don't know, do you?
Come on.
Come on. I've got problems.
Yeah. Yes,
sir. Anybody here tonight perfect?
No, sir.
No one of you here tonight perfect.
Amen.
But Randy, I'm hoping you won't have to preach none the rest of the week. I'm going to sit right beside you and shout with you. Hey, you ain't going to preach. I ain't going to preach. I won't go that far. Amen. But you know what?
Come on,
I remember times, amen, we had revivals.
Come on.
Yeah. Amen. They'd go for 2 and 3 weeks straight.
Yeah.
I remember one time, and amen, how there was 30-something people got saved.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Had no sticks. Amen.
Yeah.
And the preacher never preached a night.
Amen.
What's wrong?
Amen.
And God went somewhere.
Yeah.
And he changed tonight.
Yeah.
I'm telling you tonight. How we need to dig down.
Yeah.
God, the challenging God.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Amen. That's right.
Do you love him tonight?
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Where are we at? Where are we going?
That's right.
And what are we going to do? I've been a preaching to them up there for some months now. Amen. Has not hope get, amen, distracted from the finish line.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's look beyond the cares of this life.
Yeah.
And let's look at what's at the finish line.
Yeah.
The Bible says, lay aside.
Yeah.
I mean, take that pain.
Yeah.
That's so easily beset.
Yeah.
And get it off. Lay it down.
Because
you can run faster.
Yeah.
And you can last longer.
Right. Yeah.
I'm telling you, the church ain't lasting.
Yeah.
The church is growing weak. Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you, that's what God's plan. Something is wrong.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Come on. Bends your heart and knocks your garment.
Right.
Amen.
Lord. The challenge this week will be, what are you going to tear up?
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
what are you going to destroy tonight?
Yeah, I'm all right.
What are you going to separate?
Right.
Jesus said, come ye out from amongst the world.
Yeah,
and be you a separated
people. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Hey, you know what Joel was telling them tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. Rending the heart.
Yeah.
Hey,
right.
He's saying, let's all come back to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with living right?
Yeah.
Hey, ain't not one penny for it. What are you prepared to get rid of? See, God, he puts us over there.
Yeah.
And he puts us in a corner where we can't escape.
Yeah.
So y'all done said you got sins.
Yeah.
Y'all already told me you got problems.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got situations.
Yeah.
And you got needs tonight.
Yeah.
And there ain't nothing the world can do to help you with it. But God can do everything.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey,
are you believing in him that big?
Yeah.
Amen.
Right. Come on.
Amen.
to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Our only hope is in Him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Have you left Him some words?
Come on.
Let's move.
Have you left Him some words?
Amen.
I wonder how many lost people's in the house tonight.
Come on, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Let's move.
You know what Joel was telling them? He said, you're going to have to do more than rend your garment.
That's right.
Amen. And what he's referring to is repenting in sackcloth and ashes.
Yeah.
You ever hear of a man called Job?
Yeah.
He was a fine man.
Yeah.
He's one of the most outstanding men in the Bible. Read about. Yeah. Why? Because God saw His faithfulness to him. His commitment and His dedication. And He said, Job, amen. Listen, He said, Satan, He said, have you considered my servant Job?
Come on.
That's the way.
The Lord was proud to present Job to the devil.
Uh-huh.
Because Job had done separated everything off from him. Amen. But when everything began to turn upside down, Job went and he got down in sackcloth. And he repented. I studied on that just a little bit. Amen. And that sackcloth. What that is. It's that some worn out garments. Some of the most filthiest stuff. Thing that don't look new, but this looks like something, amen, that has no glory in it. There ain't no nothing in it. To subtract and to take away. I'm going to try to show you something tonight God's trying to tell us. Amen. I got a little bulldozer up there at the house, and every now and then I'll clean up a little place and make me a big pile with it and set it on fire and burn it. And here about a year ago, amen, I'd done that and set me a little fire to it. And then if you ever run a bulldozer and you go back and you choke the fire up, that's about as nasty and dirty a job as it ever comes. And I thought about old Job getting down and throwing the ashes on him. Amen. And the rags. And I begin to think, Lord, maybe I ought to just go over there and water my ashes a little bit. And let you know I love you. And Lord, let you know there ain't not one thing that I love more than you. Amen. I want you to see the singleness in me. The Bible says, let us serve Him. In one mind and one accord. Are you in oneness tonight? God says, change your heart.
Amen.
Joel's saying to the people, he's saying, y'all do this formalistic thing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't getting to work.
That's right.
Hey, it's not being effective.
Amen.
I believe the Word of God, amen, needs to be effectually working.
Yeah.
Have you been us tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Can you hinder the Word? Can you hinder God tonight?
Yeah. Bless
this Lord. Week, amen, in this revival, amen. Can you hinder what the Lord would want to do tonight?
Bless
Can you restrict Him tonight?
Come on, brother.
Our churches today are taking God and they're bundling Him up.
Amen. Yeah.
My brother Terry, and they're putting Him in a little box.
Yeah.
We want you to do this.
And
we'll do that.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm telling you, amen. Shame on them.
That's
the
Word
of God. Hey, some people are using the Word of God. The Bible says deceitfully. Deceitfully.
That's more.
Sounds good. But the effect of the outcome tonight won't bring out, amen, the things that are the problems tonight.
That's right.
Say, preacher, what do we do tonight, amen, to, amen, get rid of these problems tonight?
Come on, brother. Relax your Lord.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to hurt.
Come on, brother.
We can get past that shout and we can listen to the preacher. I was liking this for a good preacher. You started hurting. Come on. The Bible tells me I'm supposed to be the salt of the earth.
Amen.
That's right.
If you're hurting, I'm going to go get something that'll help you.
Yeah, that's right. Amen.
There was a good Samaritan passed by one day and found a man on the roadside.
Yeah.
Everybody else went by. I love the sheep.
Amen.
Yeah. Feed my sheep.
Yeah.
I'm here to feed you the everlasting Word of God, which is able to secure you and save you in the last day.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
You believe we're in the last day?
Yeah.
I turned my TV on and I never said seen so much filth and garbage and trash cans. And they're just bragging about it and boo-hooing over it. Let me tell you, that's sodomy.
Yeah, amen.
I've never seen so many churches jump on board with that.
Yeah.
Pray for them. Help them. Hey, let's fellowship with them. The Bible says they don't have no fellowship.
That's the word of life.
Digging down. Let the word be effective. Let God be effective. What can God do if we'll let him tonight?
Amen.
That's right. Let's get down to that hurting part again. How many heard that scripture? The truth will set you free.
That's right. Amen.
I am the way. I am the truth. And I am the life. Hey, there's no other truth. There's no other life. He's the only one. He's the Word made flesh up on the earth. All hope lies in Him and all hope lies in Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, y'all.
Thank you.
When a preacher gets up out to this spot right here, people start looking at the songbook. They do the manicures. God's got an all-seeing eye.
Amen.
I didn't come down here born last night. I've been down on the rough side of the mountain before.
That's right.
He didn't call me a blind leader to bleed the aid to blind. Amen. But amen, he called me to preach them
things. That's right.
Be instant in season and out of season.
That's right.
In an out of season time.
Yeah.
Out of season church. Amen. That needs to get seasoned. The other day, in the funeral, and he said, there's a time and a season for everything under the sun. Boy, he hit that on the head.
That's right.
Do we need revival? Who needs revival? Every one of us needs revival. The church needs revival.
Yes, sir.
What are we
going to
do?
Last of all, man.
You can go out and paint the outside of the building.
Come on.
You can lay brick up on it.
Yeah.
You can make big columns out there.
Yeah, come on.
Y'all can bring all your gold and silver, and you can overlay all of it in gold.
That's it.
And they won't not one thing happen.
That's right.
It'll just be a fine looking thing.
Yeah.
And we'll all just go through a formalistic thing.
Yeah.
What a fine sanctuary we'll have. God told David, he said, amen, you built me a fine house.
Yeah.
I ain't saying that.
That's
pretty simple. Who is God that you can build a house for him? Can't build a house.
That's right.
Woo! Where's he at? He's right in here.
Amen.
Whose house are we?
Amen.
We're his house tonight. He said, the thief come in. How can he take over the strong man of the house? If he does, he'll take the whole thing.
Hey,
churches that he's done got in.
That's right.
And he's took the whole thing.
Glory!
The wolf has crept in behind the pulpit and he's standing in man in sheep clothing. People, amen, have got itchy ears. And they're loving it. They're loving the lie. They're being damned. They're standing in the house of God. Why does the vultures worry in? Dead man bones. That's for me and my house. I'm going to serve the Lord. My heart, soul, mind, and strength. I'm heading to heaven. I'm looking to get as many people on board as I can get.
That's right.
What he put down in my heart. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Gather them all. Amen. Give them all. I don't want to leave none.
Yeah.
He said some of them, Brother Randy, getting them down yonder at the edge of the pit. Amen. And pulling them out of the
pit.
Did you bring anybody with you tonight that was lost?
Come on.
Amen.
We're going to get down to that hurt part.
Come on. That's a good night, Lord.
put you in
line. I see you all worked and you prepared and you cleaned up and done things and made phone calls to other churches.
Amen.
Got a good number and I appreciate all of that effort.
Amen.
Now let's get down to that hurt part.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
How many of you went and talked to some lost people?
Yeah,
I said, honey, I know your life's in turmoil. I know it's miserable. I know the devil, amen. He's just got his hands all around you. And he ain't going to let you go.
Amen.
Until you call upon the one that can help you. And his name is Jesus.
We're
going to have some preachers down there this week. And they're going to be preaching something that can help you. I'm telling you, you come, amen. And hear the word of God. I'm glad we're begotten by the word.
Yes, sir.
Faith by one thing to get you, man. And that's the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Right. Won't bring me ice cream parties and popsicles and all of these things tonight.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. That's amen. Filthy rags.
Yeah.
The Bible said, what is our righteousness?
Amen.
Hey, all of my good works is nothing but just old filthy rags.
Amen.
What is that? That's that sackcloth and ashes.
Amen.
And we got on up them old filthy rags saying, Lord, look how much work I'm doing. And amen, I can't find a resting place. We're working ourselves to death.
Yeah.
We're building on, we're doing this, and we're taking people here and doing that. Amen. I beg to defer with you. Where is the power of God? The Bible says, without the Spirit, you're dead.
Amen.
You know what we'll be this week? We'll everyone, without the function of the Spirit, will be dead.
Amen. Come on.
I'm telling you.
Amen.
Say, preacher, you're just one of them feel-good preachers. You just don't know me.
Amen.
I feel real good. Every time I get to preach, I feel real good. Why is that? The Bible says to abide in your calling.
Yeah, amen.
I like my calling.
Amen.
It's miserable to have to think about having to do it in the flesh, though. But I'm glad the Spirit,
is
able. Amen.
That's right.
God's able tonight.
Yeah.
Amen, brother. What's going to get us through old-fashioned revival?
Yeah.
Brother Terry done preach, seek out the old power and walk in them.
That's right.
I'd say some of you folks sitting here tonight don't even know what the old past looked like.
That's right.
You never saw it. Never seen it.
That's
I'm glad I was blessed to be able to see Brother Randy the old way. I've been blessed to see what God can do when things are right. Things ain't right.
Amen.
That's it, brother.
It's a few and a far between that is right.
Yeah.
You've got a fine church here. You're probably one of the finer churches I know of. I told him, I said, I think more highly of your pastor and his family than about most anybody I know. Amen. They're willing to go help you shout.
Yes.
You need a little preaching that just turned the switch on. I'll preach to you. How many know that?
Amen.
I like people that are willing. God wants a willing vessel. God said, and you hewed out cisterns, broken ones. They won't hold a drop of water. Lord, we was talking about that babbling brook coming down the holler. Man, it's so beautiful. And that water looks so delicious. He said, told the woman at the well, drink of this water and you'll never thirst again. Thank you, Lord. I ain't thirsty anymore.
Let
us drink all I can get. Not walking straddle of the fence.
Amen.
That's good, Brother John.
You can't come in here this week and shout the glory and go home and do nothing.
That's right.
This is our place of correction. This is our place of reproof. This is our place, amen, that God said to David. He said, but I'll come and receive your offerings there. Come on. Rinse your heart. Not your garden.
Amen.
If I preach to you this week, amen, fleshly works, you're going to work yourself to death.
Amen.
I believe every one of you loves God.
Amen.
You love your church.
Yeah.
You love your community.
Amen.
You love one another. Boy, you can just smile when there's a bunch of people out. Love you. Love you. Love everybody sitting next to you. And,
yeah.
Amen. You just enjoy in each other's presence. Amen. Amen. Huh? Yeah. Hey, that's wonderful. Huh?
Yeah.
But we're going to have to dig down and get beyond the formal works.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're going to get down, amen, to where we're in. Life, the truth.
Amen.
Our churches nowadays are, you have to beg people to come to the altar.
Amen.
We can have an altar of prayer.
Come on.
Brother Terry, now I get on to them every church service. I do. I ain't going to let them rest. I won't let you rest either. Amen. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right, but the end is death.
Amen.
I'm not leading you to death. I'm bringing you to life. Life eternal. This word will take you to heaven, and it'll take you there prepared and ready to meet the Lord. A bride adorned.
Amen.
And the groom is saying, what a beautiful bride.
Amen.
Enter in, my good and faithful Savior.
Amen.
Come on in here, boy. I'm glad you made it home.
Amen.
What kind of revival do we want?
Amen.
We want a shouting revival?
Amen.
You want one where me and Brother Andy and these other preachers have to preach an hour or two?
No.
Every night, and then along about Friday night, we'll get to where we're loosened up. Come on, them wavy Christians.
Amen.
Come on.
That's right.
Soon enough, maybe we get where we can send a wave offering up to them. Is that what you want to leave with?
No, amen.
I mean, is that what you want to leave with?
Come on, Brother John.
Bless the Lord.
I'm telling you tonight, as Jesus said, go tell John down yonder in the prison.
Yeah.
Send him a message.
Yeah.
The blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, and the lame walk, and the devils are afraid, they're scared.
Yeah.
Jesus had the devil on the run. The church needs to get the devil on the run.
Amen.
I wonder where he's at.
Come on.
Amen.
Ever since I was 11 years old, I ain't seen him yet. But I felt him.
Yes.
I heard him.
Yes.
His presence has been around me.
Yeah.
He's right here tonight.
Yeah.
The problems, the situations,
that's right.
The weights that are holding us down.
Yeah.
Amen. Afraid, preacher. Maybe you need to pray for fear. Because the Bible says, God says, fear is not of God.
That's right.
Fear has torments.
Yeah.
What are you afraid of this week?
Mm-hmm.
See, God says, here's a line. Way down a little deeper.
Amen.
And when you get out that deep, God casts another line.
Yeah.
Can you wait out a little deeper for the Lord?
That's right.
Are you willing? Are you willing? What's down there?
Come on, bless him.
What's down there?
Amen.
Repentance.
Yeah.
The truth.
Yeah. Come on.
Sorrow is down there.
Yeah.
Pity.
Yeah.
Pity.
Yeah.
The Bible says the Lord might look upon us.
Yeah.
If we'll get things right.
Yeah.
He says the Lord might leave us a blessing behind.
Amen.
Yeah. Who knows? He might leave us a meat offering behind.
Yeah.
Hey! Maybe he might get good and gracious and leave us a drink offering behind.
Amen.
Huh?
Come on, man.
What could the Lord do? What's possible with
him?
The Bible says that God can do abundantly more than we can even ask.
Amen.
Now, where's your problem at in that range right there? I'd say that your problem is in God's ability to help is way on down here.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
Where's the problem at? It ain't in our clothes.
Yeah.
It ain't in the car you drive. It ain't in the song you sing.
Amen. Yeah.
And I am the formalisticness of the service and the events that take place. But it's in the humbleness of the heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
God wants to dig down right
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to get down there.
Yeah, come on.
He wants to do something with you that you've never had to happen before in your life.
Amen.
Boy, don't that just scare you to death?
Come on, brother.
I mean, that's just terrifying, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Come on.
God wants to get down there where the burdens lie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God wants to get down there where that broken heart is, where somebody's been bruised and damaged.
Yeah. Amen.
And you can't get beyond it. God wants to take you down there. He's willing.
Yeah.
He's willing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's willing.
Are you willing?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That's what Joel's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not do this thing right here with our garments, and let's not get into the formalisticness. I challenge you this week to listen to God's voice.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
These people, Joel said, these people trying to climb in the windows.
Yeah.
These people trying to, amen, climb up the wall.
Yeah, come on.
They're trying to do everything. I said last night, my wife, she had one of them religious candles on there, and they had them up there, and boy, they were running and jumping in that thing, some mold, some of them are twisting and wiggling and all kinds of things. They all had microphones. And I mean, the stage was bigger than your church is wide. Amen. I'm telling you, they were running all over that thing. And amen. They were talking to the Lord. Amen. I don't know who they was talking to, but there wasn't nothing happening. There was a lot of action going on.
Yeah.
One of the fellas, one of their spiritual leaders, their praise and worship leader, he got over there on the microphone. He said, "You don't need to go join the exercise club. Hey, this will cost you a dime. Just run doing this." Amen.
Yeah.
Our kids are sitting there. I said, "Honey, you see that fellow right there? I said, there ain't a bit more spirit in him than nothing. He's the one just going everywhere."
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, brother.
If it looks like an apple, it's an apple.
That's right.
But don't bring me an egg. Tell me it's an apple.
Amen.
You see? Who is God?
Yeah.
Are we playing for a dummy?
Mom,
you can't play God that you're going to come in here tonight. You're going to come in here this week and you're going to scoot your problems and under the rug and under the pulpit, under the pew. You can't come in here and put a show on before God and expect God to move. You're going to have to dig down and say, "Lord, so and so broke my heart.
Come on,
I ain't shouted since then."
Amen.
And you're going to have to say, "God, I hate what he done and I hate him."
Yeah, that's right.
Tell God the truth.
Yeah,
he wants to hear the truth. The Bible says, "Let us hear the whole conclusion of the matter."
That's right. Amen.
God's wanting to hear the thing come out of you. And bring him the truth tonight with a pure heart. Amen. Don't get all filthy with him. Just lay it all out and say, "Lord, I've been angry."
Amen.
Right.
Preach it. We must worship God in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Honey, God done wrote the direction book, and it's settled in heaven, and you ain't big enough to change it. You can't divert around him tonight. The way is done laid out, and we're going to have to go the straight and narrow pathway that leads to home.
That's right. Amen.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
You can't ask God to pity you.
Right.
You can't bring your pity before the Lord. The Lord don't want your pity.
Right.
Boo hoo. I got this. And it's been on my shoulder for so long. And boo hoo. I'm so proud of this little pity thing.
Yeah.
Boo hoo.
Yeah.
Amen.
God's just a laughing at you.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. But God wants to hear that thing. Where you come and say, "Devil, you've been bothering me with this for so long."
Yeah, amen.
And I've had all the woman.
Amen.
You ever get all you want or something?
Yes.
I've seen people get all the preaching they wanted and they got up and left.
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my family members one time said, I love ice cream. And I must have known I was a fan of ice cream. I can eat my portion of ice cream, I tell you. I love ice cream.
Amen.
But you can get too much God in your life. Bible says with the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh and bringeth forth these things.
Right.
What have you been saying this week?
Come on. Yeah. Come on. Amen.
Well, what have you been saying, amen, tonight in the service?
Come on, brother.
I mean, really, what have you been saying?
Amen.
I'd like to shout like that preacher.
Bless the Lord.
Boy, that was quiet. I must not want to shout. Anybody say, I want to sing like that brother was singing. Boy, that man's been somewhere.
Uh-huh. Amen.
That's God. I can feel the Holy Ghost in that.
Uh-huh. Amen.
I told Sister Brent, I want you to sing a song for me this week sometime or another.
Amen.
Why? I know she's got the Spirit in her.
Amen.
She'll give obedience to that Spirit and she'll break herself out of the way.
Amen.
And say, here I am, Lord.
Yeah.
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 Here I am. Who will you send, Lord?
Bless more.
The Lord's asking tonight.
Amen.
Who will go work in my field today?
Oh, amen. Yeah.
Who? Who's ready?
Amen. Amen, brother. Bless
the Lord. Devil, I'm ready to get rid of you.
Amen.
I hate you.
Yeah.
You have tormented me.
Yeah.
Dragged me down through the mud hole.
Yeah.
Lord, I didn't know I was so muddy.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was so ugly and filthy before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder I ain't been shouting.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder I can't get healing.
Well, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Amen, brother. No wonder I can't get deliverance from things that are in that happening.
Amen.
No wonder my job's not going well.
That's right. Amen.
No wonder I can't keep up with my bills at home.
Come on.
That's right.
Hey.
No wonder people's calling me, says, hey, you got any money?
Yeah.
You're going to have to bring something up. Amen.
Come on.
No wonder the tire goes flat 3 times a week.
Amen.
The battery dies.
Amen. Yeah.
Right.
It's just all the time something. Are you fighting something all the time?
Amen, brother. Come on.
When are you going to quit that?
Amen.
The Bible says when we pray, to pray as though it was.
Yes.
Honey, I ain't big enough to carry every one of you's issues.
Amen.
Brother Terry ain't big enough to carry all of these issues.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Moses wasn't big enough
right.
to carry all of the problems.
Yes, sir.
He came before the Lord
and
he pitied the Lord. He said, Lord, help me.
Amen.
How can I deal with all these problems?
Yes, sir.
Help me, Lord.
Come on.
Why, he done laid the rod out on the sea.
Amen.
He done called down the frogs.
Amen.
And the locusts and the bugs.
Amen.
The flies.
Come on, brother.
The death angel came.
Come on,
glory. He told him, he said, you're going to have to get the blood.
Amen.
You're going to have to get the blood.
Amen.
You know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to get the blood.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We got to talking. The Holy Ghost got on my son Sunday morning. He got on him so hard, the Sunday school teacher said, you just need to go on. He went on for about an hour and a half. Amen. By the pause, he got something he never had before.
Amen.
He got the blood of the Lamb revived.
Yeah.
Come on, brother.
Yep.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smart, Brother John.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord. He got to talking about the Word. Okay. The Lord got to dealing with me after that. And the Lord showed me they nailed the perfect Word to the cross.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Lamb of God.
Uh-huh.
The one that didn't come before the Lord
mm-hmm.
like Moses and say, I can't do this, Lord.
The one that says, I must.
Mm-hmm.
I must go to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Amen. I must go.
Yeah.
The
Amen.
One that looked at that same Peter.
Amen. Come on.
Said, Peter, get behind me.
Yeah.
The devil's in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The devil gets in us sometimes.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. And we got to run him off.
Yeah. That's right.
There's only one way to run him off, and that's through the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
The devil said, boy, I've got you nailed to the cross.
Come on.
I'm crucifying you. You're the most terrible, horrific, shamefulest person. And
Come on.
You tried to make people believe you was God's only son. The devil didn't know.
Hey,
nailed the perfect Lamb of God to the cross and in him.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I got a Holy Spirit inside me.
Yeah.
Hurry.
Woo!
Yes,
sir.
Hey,
man.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Woo!
He has not got a blemish.
Yeah.
He lives on glory. I'm about to ruin the cross, y'all. I'm about to part the way.
Thank you, Lord.
He is so perfect.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
I'm going to tell you a secret. You don't have to go very far to give it to him.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, he's a searcher of the mouth and the intent of the heart.
Amen.
He's already in there.
Yeah.
He's just waiting on you to cry, Abba, Father.
I didn't believe in speaking in tongues.
Well, I can't help that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to preach you the truth.
Come on.
Right.
The Bible says tongues is for a sign.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know why I don't speak in tongues a whole lot? Because I've got quite a bit of faith.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
He said tongues is for those that don't believe.
Bless the Lord.
Come on.
He told the blind man, came to him, been blind.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. He said, I'm going to go down yonder and see him. He'll heal me. The Lord requires something of you and I.
Yeah.
That man was a leader. He was a fine, outstanding person.
Yes, sir.
He was a man of valor.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's going to tell me to do something. I'm going to go do it.
Bless the Lord.
Hey, in my glory, I'm going to go do this thing. And amen, everybody's going to see me in my glory doing this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen, and I'm going to get my eyesight back.
Bless
Let me tell you, the blind leads the blind, they're both going to fall into the
ditch. That's right.
That man hasn't met
right.
the truth yet.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come down yonder, and he said, if you want your sight back, oh my. He said, go down yonder in the muddy river.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh!
Yes, sir.
That man got so mad at God, you'll get mad at God.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on.
Amen. Yeah.
Hey, time I ask God.
Yes.
You ever ask God, preacher?
Yeah.
Come on. Why do I have to go, God?
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on, God. Why is it always me?
Amen. Yeah.
Surely you have.
That's the joy of our salvation.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Yep.
Yeah.
The old shepherd, sometimes he holds the big old staff up there.
Yeah.
And the fellow of mine, the preacher, amen, he built a big old staff, a big old rod. Some of you boys might have seen it up there. It's about that tall and about that big around. He had built them things, walking sticks, he calls them.
Yeah.
Amen. He, one night, I was holding a revival for him over yonder, and he got handing them things out. I said, what is that?
I said, I want me one of them. Amen. You know what I did with it? I took it. I've got a big old cross up in the back of my church. Amen. It runs under the ceiling. And I took that staff and I laid that thing right up against that cross. I'm telling you tonight, sometimes the Holy Ghost will get on me and I'll go get that staff. And I begin to swing that thing. Hey, I brought in that staff there with me. Let me tell you, he's got a mighty big army tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, he says, Lord, open my servant's eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, that they may see that there's more that are with us.
Yeah.
Hey, that are with them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, how big was your problem again?
Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
That's it.
Bless him, Lord. Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Let me have that thing. God says, let me have that thing.
Yeah, come on. Come on.
That Bible's not yours.
Amen.
Uh-oh. It ain't yours in the first place. You ever think God just wants to slap you a little bit?
All the time. Yeah, all the time.
Come on!
Yeah, all the time.
Can't you read? I don't thank the Lord, but sometimes looks at us that way. What's your problem?
Yeah.
What's your problem? Lost my handkerchief. I'm liable to slobber all over him. Told my wife, I said, you want to go buy me some more handkerchiefs? I've got them stuck everywhere.
Bless the Lord.
Digging down to the problem is going to hurt.
Yeah.
We can get past the formalistic things of a revival and a church meeting.
Yeah. Oh, Come on.
You preachers know what I'm talking about. We don't need to get up and sing Amazing Grace every time.
That's right. Amen.
Come on. Then again, God might say, I seen God work one time in a church service one time. And they got cut loose, and the Holy Ghost started moving, and they sung this one song about 20 times. And that thing, I believe we sung it for a week after that. When God says, this is what I want, give him what he wants, he knows what he wants, and it's inside you tonight.
Yes. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Right. All the things of the mind are going to happen. There's things that are wrong with us that we can't even see that are wrong with us.
Yeah.
True, brother. I appreciate my wife. She tells me that all the time. I mean, it's good to have a good wife.
Yeah.
More precious than you know what I'm talking about. Good to have a good wife. But sometimes I believe she's just picking at me.
Yeah.
God sees that thing in you and I tonight.
Come on. Yeah, come on.
Oh, he can get down. He can feel our infirmities.
Yeah.
He's a compassionate God and he's a God of love.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Oh, he's right down there.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, I didn't come, to be served, but I come to serve.
Yeah. Amen.
Yes.
Every devil he met.
Yeah.
He rebuked it.
Amen.
He overcame every obstacle.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Not one obstacle, amen, overtook him.
That's right.
Where's our help? In him. God's not changed. It's us.
That's right. Right.
Come on. And I challenge you tonight. You done see I like to preach.
That's
I like to shout.
That's right.
If you want to try, I'll try with you. If you don't run the aisles, I'll run with you. You ready? You ready, ain't you? I asked you ready, ain't you?
Yeah.
You could put the matchbox up, couldn't you? Who is it? This is the problem tonight.
Bless the Lord. Come on.
I've had things that I've had to take to the Lord and say, Lord, I know I could be justified in carrying this the rest of my life. And I had to look beyond that situation and I had to say, now, Lord, I know you want me to preach. Now, Lord, I know you want me to help people.
Yeah.
I have a desire to help people, Lord.
Yeah. Come on.
But now this thing, Lord, is going to hinder me if I don't get rid of it.
Yeah.
Now, Lord, the neighbor down the road, he's been in a miserable shape.
Yeah.
My daughter's on drugs. This is happening, that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
can't help them because we can't get over this thing.
That's right. Bless them, Lord.
Lord, help me. I'm ready to help them.
Amen.
You know when Job's situation turned? It's when Job got down there.
Yeah.
And he said, now, Lord,
yeah,
help these people. They're miserable comforters.
Amen.
Amen. I mean, they're just miserable. I mean, they're hopeless without you, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lord, I pray for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord, help them.
Bless them, Lord.
And God turned that thing.
Yeah.
And God blessed Job with more than he had when he started.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, brother. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, what's Lord out there for us?
Come on, brother.
Folks, I'm preaching a higher power.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Revive us, O Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Revive us, O Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bring that home and say, revive me, Lord. I'm about as miserable. I'm so tired of this world.
Yeah.
I'm tired of the way things are going on. Revive me, Lord.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm done.
Good.
Here tonight, lost and undone. You need to rend your heart before the Lord.
Amen.
Say, Lord, I'm lost.
Amen.
You know some people's problem, I've heard these stories. A buddy told me one that was a pastor in the church yesterday. He said, Johnny, I have this little girl, and she's been coming to church there the whole time I've been a pastor. And she's been the finest girl, been right there every Sunday night, does everything we ask of her. You couldn't ask for no better. And he said the other night, said she come up there, and I was preaching. She said, amen, I got to get saved.
Amen.
She said, I've never been saved. I've never got it. See, you can act like you got it. You can go through the form of I got it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. There's only one Lamb's Book of Life.
That's right.
Yeah.
You can write your name on 1,000 church books.
Yeah.
That's right.
And that won't get you to heaven.
Right.
That won't make you saved.
That's right.
That won't give you salvation.
Yeah.
You're going to have to come to Jesus.
Amen. That's right.
Say, Lord, here I am.
Yeah.
Fix me.
Yes.
Forgive me.
Yes.
I've been believing in the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
What I've been believing in ain't been the truth.
Come on, brother.
The Lord will save your soul.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
This is how the devil lives.
Yeah.
You know what it's going to take to turn the church's back?
Come on, brother.
Men of God standing on the wall and sounding the trumpet.
Amen.
We don't need no more dumb dogs that don't know how to bark.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Right,
brother.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
Thanks, brother.
Let's come alive for the Lord. I love you.
Amen.
The Lord showed you tonight. Amen, Brother Randy. Lord willing, I'll preach to you tomorrow night. And he'll help you even more than I can help you. But the Lord showed you tonight what it's going to take for us to get the kind of revival that we need.
Yeah.
Not the one
you want. Right.
Yes. Not the one you want, but the one you need.
That's right. Yeah.
The one you need is the one where we're going to see healings, deliverances.
Yes.
And rebuke the devil.
Amen.
Yeah.
Get rid of them possessions.
Come on.
Yeah.
I ain't telling you to go sell your house. I'm not that crazy.
Yeah.
Come on. If you are, sell it to me real cheap. I'm not going to lead you that way.
Yeah.
I doubt God will.
Yeah.
But God will give you knowledge and give you wisdom.
Yeah.
He'll help you to understand how to get the word you'd like to be. I hear all the time, I remember. What about, I've been seeing.
Yeah.
I've seen the glory of God. I've seen him come down and heal. I've seen him come down.
Yeah.
And that old devil have to run off of somebody.
Yeah.
Amen. I've seen him move.
Yeah.
And he's going to move.
Yeah. Amen.
He's going to move.
Yes, sir.
I'm willing to pray with you with whatever you're dealing with. I looked, the first thing I've done is I looked for that little thing right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad I didn't have to search for it.
Amen.
Amen. It's right out in the front.
Amen.
If there's any sick among you, let them call the elders.
Amen. Amen.
And if there's any sins committed, he said, pray over them sins.
Yeah.
And we're going to clean you up first.
That's right.
Amen. The Lord showed me that a long time ago. We're going to clean you up first.
Amen.
Remember that mud hole you've been in?
That's right, brother.
We're going to wash you down. With repentance.
Amen.
And forgiveness.
Yeah.
You're going to get right with the Lord.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Now heal me, Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Now deliver me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Now we're going to claim this thing.
That's right.
We're going to grab a hold of it. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to take it home with us.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to go with the Lord.
Amen.
I love you. If you're here tonight, whatever it is, break it out.
Amen.
The Lord said, if you be ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you.
Amen.
That's how it works. It's really simple.
Yeah.
I love you, brother. Turn it away.